Welcome to the Orthodontics in Summary podcast, where Farouk brings you the key points and understanding of orthodontic webinars, conferences, and papers in a concise podcast with your host, Farouk Ahmed.
Welcome to this episode of Orthodontics in Summary. Today's podcast is looking at bullying and its relationship to the malocclusion. Now, this is a classic topic which has been reviewed by Andrew DeBias as part of his research. Just to recap, the podcast is the opinion piece of myself and the Orthodontics in Summary team. We try our best to ensure it's as accurate as we can, but may not 100% represent the original lecture. So let's put things into context. How many of our patients come to our clinics with the fear of having bullying or teasing because of their dentition? Well, it's 1 in 3. And this was Bao's paper from 2023 in the AJODO. And how many of our patients are actually being bullied or teased? Well, actually, Andrew DeBias with Jad Syria looked into this around 10 years ago and showed actually it's 1 in 7 patients who attend are being bullied. There's a whole host of different features that patients are bullied for. It can be their physical appearance, their intellectual ability, and so forth. But actually, Shaw showed in his classic study of all the different things that patients are bullied for, the dentition is the most upsetting to those patients. And to quantify this, it relates to around 7% of patients who are bullied just because of the appearance of their teeth. What is the definition of bullying? Well, Auwers in 1984 defined this. And it's important for us to understand that this is not just a one-off event. It's an unprovoked and sustained campaign of aggression towards somebody to cause harm to them. Students who expose this repetitive negative action is defined as part of its understanding. And harm and imbalance of power is the key part of the definition. So, who gets bullied? Well, it tends to be younger patients. Patients who are around 10 years of age, 1 in 5 patients are bullied. When we get to the age of 15, it tends to be around 1 in 10 patients that get bullied. Unfortunately, girls are more subject to bullying than boys, a discrepancy of around 5%. Boys generally tend to get bullied based upon their low athletic competence and their humour. That was Langlois' study from 2000. Girls, I'm afraid, tend to relate more just to appearance. And what was sad to find out from the research, as Andrew DeBias presented it, is that we tend to judge girls far more on their physical appearance. In the 21st century, we don't seem to have progressed in this nature. What type of bullying takes place? Well, majority of it, 80%, is verbal bullying. With cyberbullying now on the increase, it means that bullying does not just relate to schooling, it can relate to after-school hours as well. So what's the impact to these young adults when it comes to being bullied? Well, it was profound to hear about this. There are short-term and long-term effects. Initially, it can affect just their academic performance, but it can result in real changes to them. The key things that I picked up on was it can result in a life of crime or carrying out crime, but also self-harm, which was the most worrying and disturbing thing to hear. I had a quick look into the research, and it was sad to find that when it comes to looking at patients who are carrying out self-harm are younger patients, around 1 in 5 of them relate to the appearance of their teeth. And this was a Bittor study from 2022 in the AJODO. Patients can have low self-esteem, but there's actual developmental physical changes that take place to these patients. It can result in changes to the medulla and relates to particular centers related to fear. So these patients who are bullied have a greater perception of fear when it comes to their interactions. What features from a malocclusion are more likely to result in bullying? Again, Andrew DeBias and Jan Serra looked into this. And it was found that actually it relates more to a class 2 Div 1. Around 18% of patients are likely to get bullied. Increased overjets are a key factor, deep overbites, and missing teeth with anterior spacing. Now, it's interesting to find there's a relationship here between the aesthetic component of IOTN and bullying. And patients essentially in 9 to 10 category, the top end of the scale, tend to be far more likely to get bullied. If you're younger, you're more likely to get bullied. We've already understood that with the percentages. And unfortunately, boys with low athletic competence are significantly more likely to get bullied. So what are the conclusions? Well, there is a relationship now found through the literature between bullying and the severity of types of malocclusion. We know that unfortunately, malocclusion and bullying seems to affect girls more than it seems to affect boys. And malocclusion and peer relations, it seems to be that there's a moderation in girls. If they have higher self-esteem, they get affected by the bullying less. If they have lower self-esteem, it seems to affect them more. And it was interesting that this finding does not seem to be the same for boys. Having good peer relations, good friends, protects the student from the negative impacts of the malocclusion on girls who have lower or average self-esteem. I thought this was a really insightful lecture to review this topic about the real impact that orthodontics can have to our patients, not only for their dental health, but also for their psychosocial health as well. As always, please do subscribe and look forward to the next episode.